Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, come on in. I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come on in.
Welcome to Faith on the Line, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy, and tonight I will be leading you in prayer. Thank you, Prophet Stacy, for this opportunity. If additional prayer is needed, press 1. Listen to me closely. Press 1 on your phone for those of you on Blog Talk Radio, and I will be happy to assist you. I will be happy to assist you. Just go ahead and press 1. But first, let me pray. Let me pray, because my assignment tonight is to pray peace. So let me pray peace over you, over everyone listening to the sound of my voice. With so much going on from day to day, I pray peace over the mind. I pray that all stress, worry, heartache, and depression cease in power. I pray that every stronghold in the mind, on the mind, be broken in Jesus' name. I pray the blood over the mind as a covering, as a shield. Somebody, the devil will stop attacking your mind. Hear me, the devil will stop attacking your mind. I pray peace over every area of your body, leaving no room for the enemy to step in and demonically attack your body. Because a lot of what's going on in your body is demonic. I step in on tonight. On the behalf of God, on the behalf of Jesus, on the behalf of the Holy Spirit, I step in and I say that the enemy will not step in, and there will not be room for him to demonically attack your body with sickness. Your body will not succumb to the health issues that run in your family. But I pray peace over that unsettled blood pressure. I pray peace over high blood pressure. Sugar levels. Somebody that you just received it, I pray peace over high blood sugar levels. Calm the system and cause it to regulate in Jesus' name. Cholesterol problems, breathing problems, etc. Somebody, your lungs are compromised due to COVID-19. I pray oxygen flow freely right now in the name of Jesus. And there'll be a noticeable expansion in your lung capacity. Breathe in. Somebody breathe in. Breathe out. You shall not die, but you shall live in Jesus' name. I pray peace in somebody's family. I pray peace in somebody's family. Drama, the gossip, the backbiting, and lies will stop. It will stop in Jesus' name. Stop disrupting the peace of the home. Up until now, there's been a family home. So all disruption has to stop in Jesus' name. I pray peace in the atmosphere, peace in every room of the house. I pray peace in somebody's marriage. The storm will stop coming against your marriage. The enemy will stop coming against your marriage. In the form of a storm being led by people, the enemy will cease and desist in your marriage. I pray peace in somebody's marriage and in somebody's finances, that they will find a way to save what they have. And God being God will breathe on every bad report, on every credit report, on every issue related to the foundation of who they are in the marriage and in their finances. Somebody, stop looking to what your bills say about you. Stop looking to what your bills say about you, or even what your spouse is saying about you. But believe God on tonight. Believe God on tonight. Believe what he says about you, that he has a future planned out for you, a future filled with great success. One translation says success. You should have success. You should have success in the name of Jesus, not failure, success. Therefore, I pray peace over every bill, because the bills will not stop your success. I pray peace over the bills, that it will not come in between your marriage. No financial issues will come in between your marriage, in between you and your husband. Therefore, I pray peace over the situation, that it too will cease and desist. But I pray peace, a calm over this land, over the streets of America and abroad, over everyone in their homes, from the White House to your house. I'll pray peace. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, is yours. Philippians 4:7 from the Amplified Bible. Somebody just stop and declare right now, it is yours. It is yours in every area. Peace is yours. The peace of Christ, the peace of Jesus Christ is yours in every area. Somebody say amen. If you receive the prayer on tonight, if you receive everything that was prophesied on tonight, but still you have something on your mind, I'm coming to the phone lines to pray with you. I'm coming right now to the phone lines to pray with you. To God be the glory.